Hey guys, Hannah here. I'm just popping in at the beginning of the episode to let you know that this week Caroline and I tried something new with our audio, which we talk a little bit about in the episode. Unfortunately, we ended up cutting off a little bit of our conversations towards the end, so you might be a little confused about why you're not hearing some of the intros to our next topics like we usually do. But what we're talking about this week is women's health and the things that make our lives a little bit easier and a little more productive. So thank you for bearing with us. And as always, we love feedback on our sound, on the topics, on anything. We love hearing from you. Let's get to the episode.
Welcome to It Sounded Like a Good Idea at the Time, a fresh in the trenches dialogue about womanhood, motherhood from very much non-experts. And we are coming to you today excitedly in the exact same room, sitting beside each other.
Yep, today is a first, and we hope the sound works out. We'll see.
Yeah, if it sounds a little bit different, we hope that it sounds better. Typically, you probably don't know this, we've maybe shared it on Instagram, we sit across the street from each other, about, what would you say, like 900 feet apart?
I'm so bad at estimating. It could be 900, it could be 9,000.
It could be 9. Yeah. We sit several feet away from each other, across each other's yards, at our own kitchen tables, but today, we're about 9 inches apart.
Yeah, today we're way closer.
Around one microphone.
Yeah, so just giving it a try and we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, well, how's your week going?
Not great.
Oh, okay, good.
It's not
Monday, it's a good start.
Yeah, it's not great. And it's not just me. I've talked to so many people today who are saying it's just a rough start to the week.
Ugh, it was for me. I was struggling. Hannah texted me earlier today and was like, can you come over here for a minute? I don't want to interrupt any of your mental breakdown, which I was most certainly having.
Yeah, it's just tough. There's just a lot going on. I don't know if it's all of the like sugar detox I'm trying to incorporate.
I did not detox sugar today, so I'm not gonna say.
No, but for the kids even.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I feel like there's always something around, like cookies and candy. And I'm trying to cut down on that. And now it's like, now they're crazy. I'd rather just give them a cookie.
I know, get the sugar tolerance up.
Yeah.
You know, like I do see when parents don't let their kids have sugar, then they'll post something like a bite of brownie and their kid is bouncing off the walls. Yeah. I'm like, oh, my kid doesn't do that.
Oh, that must be really hard for you.
Sorry.
Good job taking that route.
Yeah, the downside.
Yeah. But anyway, I don't know. There's something in the air. Another one, I don't know, one of those Mercury in retrograde or something. We brought that up before.
Yeah, which is probably not enough time that it would be back in retrograde. But yeah,
it's been a month. How much time does it need to be in retrograde again?
Well, are you loving anything this week? I mean, I know it just started, but
yeah. Marie Kondo is what I'm loving.
Okay, well, tell me more because I'm interested in both of our takes about this.
Yeah, okay. So we have had the book, Tidying, The Joy of Tidying.
The Magic.
Magic of Tidying. Yeah. Yeah, is it The Magic? Sure.
I think so.
Okay.
Again,
promise we have
start.
The book. We've had that for a while, and I've flipped through it. It's really hard for me to get through nonfiction if it's not an audiobook.
Well, especially if it's about tidying.
Yeah, I just want like bullet points.
Yeah, right. I want a one sheet.
Yeah, I mean, she goes into like reasons why things are blah blah, but I just could flip through and read the first page of chapters and probably be fine. But Passan has incorporated some of those things in the past because he bought the book or was gifted the book or something, and I've mediocrely like done it.
Okay.
But so we just put on the TV show and the first couple was just killing us, but they're really funny. They like learn a lot, like as they go. And I like that. It's not, someone said something like this as a criticism that you're not getting like the drama of like people are not pushing back against her. Like,
oh,
you know,
right.
If you're on any of the other shows on HGTV mm-hmm. with the Property Brothers or whoever,
yeah.
They make a suggestion and people just act like it's the stupidest thing they've ever heard.
Well, it's like when Super Nanny used to be on and it was like Joe would make a suggestion and people are like, well, my kid loves sugar. So
yeah,
sorry,
exactly.
I'm gonna cut
exactly.
It out.
And you, the audience, are like, you idiot. They're
you're
professional.
A moron.
So they've taken all of that out, which I kind of like. I really like, and all of these people are just learning something like from it, a little bit about their lives.
Okay. How do you feel about the whole sparking joy with items?
I find it interesting. I think it's really, I like looking at something that way because we have our dining room table was not like originally it belonged to some friends of ours in Orlando. Some other friends, distant, like not super close friends of ours, but friends of theirs had made the table.
Okay.
They owned it. And then, like, they were, like, looking to, like, get a new table. So we took that one when we moved up here to Charlotte.
Oh, yeah.
So for me, that table, like, I have so many memories of all of us sitting down together in Orlando around the table. Mm-hmm. To me, stuff just has, like, a good energy like that. Like, I like that. Like, I don't want to replace that table because I don't want just, like, a store-bought table that has no meaning.
Let me pause you for a minute. For those of you who are not familiar with Marie Kondo, she's kind of taking Netflix by storm right now. You'll see people talking about it all over social media. And one of her... I haven't done that much looking into her full process, but one of the things that she's most famous for is having you essentially hold up an item and see if it sparks joy in you. And if it does, yeah. Keep it. If it doesn't, don't.
And you know who sparks joy is Marie Kondo. She's adorable.
She's precious.
She's so cute.
She's really precious.
She's a tiny ball of sunshine, and I love it.
I don't like the sparking joy thing.
No.
Though. No.
You like utility only.
No. I think that there is just a huge gray area in a life stage when you have small children of, like, most of the clutter in our house isn't from items that do or don't give me joy as a person.
Yeah.
It's like essentials for our kids or their toys that may or may not currently spark joy, but probably will in 3 months in them.
Or 3 minutes when they remember it exists.
Yeah. Or Milan comes over and tries to play with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever. So while I like the concept, though it is a little hokey for me, but I like the concept, it is almost defeating at this life stage because I'm like 90% of my issue, this does not apply to.
That's true. I did my clothes. Her first step is clothes. I did my clothes this weekend, although I forgot about the clothes in my closet, but there's not that many. I did all my clothes and a lot of my, like, t-shirts I like, but I'm also like, well, I can't. It's not like these things legitimately bring me joy, but I'm not going to, like, change out my clothes right now.
That's another good one. Like, yeah, sure. I would love to have a closet that I open and love everything.
Right. Yeah.
Well, and so without doing her process, right after Jane Ellis was born, this was a few months ago, I was like, okay, I just really do need to tackle my closet. Mm-hmm. That's where the majority of my clothes are. And I had to, like, be very honest with myself because I'm in a difficult clothing period in that for the last 5 years, I've been pregnant or early postpartum
exactly,
or nursing.
Exactly.
So I don't even know how to be honest with myself about, I can't even be like, oh, this will never fit again. I mean, maybe it will, maybe it won't.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't seen my body in 5 years.
Right. Exactly.
I did fill several bags. It did not feel great. When I finished, I was like, oh great, my closet looks good. But in the moment I'm like, okay, this is like three bags of wrap that does not fit or isn't.
Oh yeah. So it's kind of like a mental thing.
Yeah.
Like
I think so. But I mean, it was also like, okay, this is good. At least I'm honest with myself. Here's what I can streamline. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm glad that everyone's into tidying up. It just, we have been this year without, I think it's more the power of the suggestion of the show.
You use resolutions. We know you believe in them.
Love them. My word is Marie.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I like.
But she's so precious.
She is. She's adorable. And I like her translator, like, as a team. They're so cute and effective. But I like that, like, in the first episode, it's like two parents of young children. And they're just like, we spend so much of our time tidying, like, cleaning up that we're not getting, like, anytime he. And that was super relatable.
Yes.
Because, like, he comes home from work and there's, like, a mess in the kitchen. It's so, like, all this time that they blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, that's very much my life. Like,
yeah,
you know, there's so much time. Like, we spend, like an hour or so after the kids go to bed just cleaning up and stuff like that. So it's like time that and then you're just burnt out.
Yeah, I try to tackle it a little bit during the day, like when they go down for naps, the younger two, and my oldest is having her quiet time. I do try to, like, do a general sweep of what's around. But I was telling some mom friends, and I were texting earlier this week about, like, we do the same three chores every single day.
Right.
And I never get beyond that.
Yeah.
It's just the same three.
Exactly. It is that alone is, like, defeating.
It really is. All right, we're back. We are tackling, if you're a woman, it's probably top of mind for you. If you are not, then someone that you know is thinking about this, and that is health.
Yeah, this was something that recently hit home with me a little bit more because over the holidays, I noticed that I was feeling a little bit more short of breath and just, like, winded after something simple, like going up a flight of stairs that would not usually have winded me. And so I scheduled a physical. I'm very paranoid about blood clots. So
do you have a family history of blood clots?
Okay. I do not.
Sure.
But I have a friend who just had a blood clot, super healthy, super eats very well, but largely, like, they came to the conclusion that it had to have been from her birth control pill because that was the only factor. Like, there was no other.
Jeez.
And so, of course, I was super paranoid. So I went in. I just scheduled a full physical because I knew that if I did a physical, my insurance would cover it.
Oh, yeah.
That's I wouldn't smart. Have to do the copay. But they say, like, as you're going in, there's a sign on the door that says, you may not bring up complaints.
Don't tell us anything wrong with you. We will do the investigating.
They're like, that is a sick visit, and it has to be put in as a sick visit.
That's such a, like, reflection on our healthcare today, though, that you can't bring up, like, you can't be your own advocate unless you categorize
it as. Exactly. And they're going to charge you more for that. Because I don't, like, for me, that's a $30 copay. And I'm a lucky one.
Yeah.
Like,
ours is higher than that.
But yeah, I mean, it's a big, I mean, and I, like, I have insurance to start with.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't, you know, and part of what I wanted to say was that it takes so much. Like, the conversations that you and I and our friends around here have about when one of our children is sick.
Yes.
Are insane. Because we're always like, for me, I'm like, what number is the fever going to get to before I am going to do the copay?
Or
like,
oh, for sure.
Or like, you know, how bad is the cough going to get?
Yeah.
Before I'm going to take them in. Because even just that $30 for us is like a thing. Like, it's not just we're like, whatever.
Whatever, 30. Well, we, right before Christmas and until like this week, Jane Ellis has had these chronic ear infections.
Right. The poor thing.
It's been awful. The Saturday before Christmas, Christmas Eve, and the day after, we were in the doctor 3 different times for this set of shots, like all of the stuff. And it's $50 every time we go. So
50. Oh my gosh.
So suddenly, like, we had spent like $300.
Just in copays.
Ugh. And again, it was one of those, she's too little that it wasn't just like, oh, this is a cold. Like, she was clearly in a lot of pain.
Yeah.
We needed to get to the bottom of it, and we needed to take her in so we could get the referral to the ENT. But I was like,
that's the thing as well. You can't just go to the next person.
Right.
You've got to, like, go to there first. And
even our pediatrician was like, I'm so sorry. Because I would call and say,
they're not in charge of it.
No, I would call and say, I know she has an ear infection again, but that's not something we can do with our teledoc or anything like that. Yeah. She has to be seen.
Exactly. And even on, as well as saying you can't bring up a sick issue at a physical, there's another sign that says you can only bring up 2 issues per appointment.
Oh my gosh, so pick.
Yeah. So, like, if you're suffering, it made me think of that Parks and Rec episode where Andy Dwyer goes in.
Oh, yeah.
And he has, like, and they're like, anything else wrong with you? And he's like, I can't see things far away. I can't bowl. And he just starts listing off these things. And I'm like, that's going to be me at this appointment. But, and I really enjoyed the doctor. She was a new woman that I hadn't seen before. And I was just talking to her about, like, my history. I was like, and I told her, like, I have been short of breath, and I told her what was going on and that I wanted to get a physical to get, like, a baseline. Mm-hmm. And so we were just talking about health and fitness, and there's all these things. Like, she's like, well, you can run a thyroid, like, we can do a thyroid test, we can do all these testing, but also those are not covered by insurance. Or, you know, they would be covered, like, a small percent or something. And I'm like, well, I'll think. And she doesn't, they have no way of telling you either. Like,
they can't even advise you.
Order it and then go and check out and then pay. And that's when you find out how much it is.
Oh, gosh.
Which is frustrating because, like, you know, the doctor can't have access to your billing, obviously. Right. And again, this is not their fault. Like, they're providing care to the best that the system will allow them to provide care. And she was trying to, I was talking to her about my frustration with birth control pills and that there is no good birth control option out there for women.
Abstinence.
That's what she said. But she was like, but you're married. So, and I'm like, well.
Again, abstinence.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding, David.
But anyway, that frustrates me to no end that birth control is such an issue. I don't feel like I truly don't think that the birth control pill made me like I just have not felt well for a while.
Right.
I don't think that's directly related. I don't think it's like I went on the birth control pill and because of that, I want to be transparent and talk about women's health because we don't talk about health a lot. And so that's why I wanted to bring this up because over the fall, I realized I put on like 15 pounds. I started to feel just like sickly, just like not great.
Yeah.
And not in a way that I don't think people are probably like, whoa, she's put on weight. Like, it's not like a.
But you feel the difference.
Yeah, I feel the difference. I've not been like my moods have been way off and I have not felt as motivated to be in the gym. And I love the gym.
Yeah.
But like when I go, it's not like, all right, what are we going to do today? It's been a whole like, well, guess I'll do this. Well, stick with this weight that I know. Like, it's not pushing myself. And it's not that I think that was a direct side effect, but like, I really feel that like the hormonal shifts in my body caused me to like kind of dip low down, you know what I mean? And just not have like energy.
Yep.
And I recently switched to like a lower hormone pill to try and counteract that. But when you read like the packaging warning that's a full-on book that it comes with, it says if you get sick and you have to recover for a few days, stay off the pill because of the risk of blood clots. Like if you have to rest, if you have to take a road trip, stop frequently and walk around. And I'm like,
that's why I just don't ever read the book.
Yeah.
I'm like, why does medicine come with instructions?
Exactly. Exactly. It's so frustrating. And it's so much you have to pick. There's no good choice.
No,
you have
there's
to,
definitely not.
You just have to decide, like, are you going to risk it? Like, are you, like, just try and stay super healthy? Or are you going to, you know, and who has the time to like naturally track your cycle?
Oh, I
Very
know.
Very few people.
Right. Take your temperature, all of those.
Yeah,
things.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
There's just not the time. So there's no good option, and that frustrates me really badly. But all that to say, I got my physical results back, and they told me I have high cholesterol.
What?
Isn't that weird?
Yeah,
what do you think about that?
You don't look like an overweight middle-aged man.
Right,
and
exactly.
That's what high cholesterol sounds like to me.
Exactly. And I was like, okay, because they called me, tell me about it, and she had already, the doctor had told me already, like, why don't you try higher cardio, like basically she was like, push yourself more.
Hey, Hannah, how about you do something?
How about you stop being lazy? Easy answer.
First step.
Yeah. But she was like, because I had explained to her, you know, I've been doing this routine for a while and I don't care about numbers on a scale. I care about how I feel mm-hmm. and how I fit in my like clothes and like frankly not having to buy new clothes every year, like, because that gets expensive and I don't like spending money, we know that.
Yes.
But just that, like, I just never even like I'm a stress eater, mm-hmm. so like the holidays were stressful. I think I maybe like anxiety was making me like short of breath. She was very confident that I do not have a blood clot, and she scheduled me for an X-ray to check. But I'm like,
that's not covered.
So unless you think I have a blood clot,
right.
I won't be going in.
And she's like, "Ma'am, that is a malpractice if you do have one."
So I was like, I decided I would try a low-fat diet and, like, higher exercise. And then if those things don't work after a few months,
it's definitely a blood clot.
Then I die. I'm circling the drain as we
speak. So I'll be taking applications for new co-hosts.
Starting summer 2K19.
I do have LOL dolls still.
Still, weirdly. Still have a stash. But it just surprised me because I'm 29. I'm regularly in the gym. But again, I'm not pushing myself as much. I also just have been eating whatever I wanted over mm-hmm. the holidays because I'm like, I'm 29. It doesn't matter.
I can do this.
Right. And I never ever hear women discussing cholesterol or.
No.
And heart disease is the number one killer of women.
Yeah. We need to talk about
it. That was a statistic a few years ago. I have to research and make sure that's still true. At the same time, it's just not like we talk about makeup and we talk about like going to the gym, but we're not talking about our inside health. Because we spend so much of our time focusing on others, or I don't know, maybe we're focusing more on the outside, but I just want to make it more of a conversation, I feel like.
Yeah,
get
no,
physical if you can.
Definitely. And that's going to inspire me to, well, one, get a doctor, because right now.
Oh, yeah, that's a good step too.
Right now, I mean, I've been pregnant so often, I just used my OB as
right.
my doctor.
Same. This is my first physical in I don't know how long.
Well, I'll have to get your doctor's name.
I did like her.
Otherwise, it's like the Minute Clinic or Google or Urgent Care.
Exactly.
And they're like, who's your primary care? And I put my OB's name and they're like, well, that's your gynecologist. And I'm like, well, no,
primary
No, she's my friend though. So she's just
write the name down and keep moving.
Thank you.
We are back. And I want to know what you are doing, Caroline, to make your life easier.
I feel like our biggest pain point is, well, something I'm doing to make our morning smoother.
Okay, that's a good one.
They're not a pain point because of this, I think. I feel like the more trips we have to make upstairs in the morning,
mm-hmm.
the worse our morning is,
yeah.
the more stressed out I am. So I'll stay up a little bit later at night. And put each of the girls' piles of clothes out along with everything that they need.
Oh, that's good.
Undergarments, whatever.
Yeah.
Folded. And that's how we've been putting them into their drawers is like my kids wear like little outfits versus like mix and match stuff. So I'll mm-hmm. fold the top with the pants.
Oh, interesting.
And put them in the drawer. So all anybody has to do
is pick out a stack.
Yeah. It's all in there versus trying to find the pants that can go with the shirt.
Yeah.
So in the morning, after they eat breakfast, I change them immediately into their clothes. And then at least they are taken care of.
Right.
For getting out the door. Now, lots of other stuff trips us up, but that's a good
yeah, yeah, yeah.
starting point. And on super busy mornings, I'll even stay up the night before and pre-make their breakfast plates. So all I have to do is pull those out when we come downstairs and there.
What are you making for breakfasts? You can just put it on a plate.
Waffles.
Oh, yeah.
And they're big yogurt eaters. And like I'll pre-slice fruit.
Oh, that's good. I should be doing that.
But I usually do big batch breakfast. So I'll do like big batches of like multigrain pancakes or waffles or muffins.
Right.
Versus like a hot breakfast in the morning.
Yeah. In a move that will surprise no one, my kids don't go for any of those things.
Weird.
They are entirely too strong-willed. Like, they do not accept my outfit choices for them.
Okay.
That was such a point of contention this morning. I tried to put Maya in what I had for out for her, and it was a throwdown.
That's wild. I am really lucky. They have very rarely expressed, like, a big opinion. Every now and then, like, if I haven't pre-laid it out, if it's, like, a morning that I'm going into the office or whatever, I'll ask, you want a dress or an outfit? And they may weigh in.
Oh, Milan hasn't he's dressed himself for, like, a year and a half.
Oh, wow.
It's nuts. Like, he will not. And he's also very specific. He has to have jeans almost all the time. He has that. Like, also, I had to hide his jeans by, like, June. It was so hot outside. And I'm like, you will suffocate. Now, both of them refuse to put on jackets. I'm just not fighting about clothes anymore.
Yeah, I don't put too much of a fight up about certain things. Like, Anna Blair takes her shoes off the minute we get outside, no matter what the temperature is.
Yeah.
And at some point, I'm just like
rain or shine.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, you'll get cold or you won't. So right.
That's what I... Like, this morning, we had such a fight just in that, like, Maya wasn't wanting anything anyway. But she really wanted these other shoes. But it was freezing this morning, and I was, like, insisting on her boots.
Yeah.
And I'm like... After this, because, like, at some point I'm like, all right, I can't just, like, give in when she's crying and, like, screaming just because she's pitching a fit. But, like, after this, pick what you want. I don't care.
It's fine. Well, and I have pretty much ditched outerwear for them unless we are going to be outside because it is not worth
it in the car seat.
No, you can't have it in the car seat. And the amount of time we're going to spend outside going from the car inside anywhere is not worth the time to put it
on. Yeah.
Don't care about it.
Yeah. And the only jacket Maya currently likes is, like, a big, like, puffy jacket.
Of course it is.
So it's nothing she can, like, wear unless it's, like, snowing outside.
Yeah.
But she only wants to wear that one, so.
Well, I feel like my current life plan is just currently a formula of weighing my options. So would I rather stay up later to make my morning smoother, or I'd rather have a little bit more sleep? Though it's never, like... Oh, I would be sleeping during that time. I would be reading the blog.
Right, it's not like you're relaxing either. Like, regardless, like, you're still putting out fires.
Yes.
But still, it's preferable not to have to, like, rush in the morning. I would much rather be prepared the night before.
Yeah, I would rather just wake up and at least feel like there is kind of a clean slate.
Yes.
Than feel like I'm walking into chaos the minute I come downstairs.
Yeah.
Because the three little people do that anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
How about you? Have you found any, like, wins for yourself?
Yes, I have.
That was so confident. I'm so excited to hear.
Buckle up. I felt like for a while I was just always like losing important stuff, like mentally.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was so focused on like all these different things that pull at your attention. This is for anyone. Anyone has like a million things pulling at their attention.
Yeah.
And Passan was feeling like I just was not listening ever. Mm-hmm. And it's not that I wasn't listening, but like my priorities are immediately like the kids.
Right.
So if they come up to us and like start talking when he's talking, I'm just gonna like, I innately remember much more about what they're saying than what he says.
Right.
So I downloaded so it's apps. Like I found a series of apps that have been really helpful for me, which I'll link to. So I have Things. I think it's at Things 3 or Things 2, which is really good for to-dos. I use it mostly for work stuff. And, like, home projects.
Okay, so not, like, day-to-day.
No. Like, if it's, like, day-to-day, that, like, if it's just, like, it's like you said earlier, like, every day I have laundry, dishes, blah, blah, like, those things I don't need to write down. I just, in my, like...
Because you'll be slapped in the face of them.
Exactly. Like, I just know, like, as I'm walking around, there's one of those things that needs to be done. But it's, like, other things that are, like, put in a work order for something or blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Like, that'll go in. And then like anything that I think of, anything that I need to tell you, like I just immediately drop it in until it's a good time or anything I need to tell Passan, anything I need to talk to anyone, like I just brain dump, I brain dump everything.
That's really great.
And it just goes straight in the inbox and things. And then you can like go back and organize it.
Can you set reminders on
it?
Yes. Oh,
that's
great.
Reminders.
Because I was just looking at my phone during our break and was like, oh man, I forgot to post for these three clients. I'm like, oh, I can still get it in an ideal window.
Yeah.
In the next hour.
Yeah. Well, we'll make this quick. No, but yeah, so you can set reminders for sure. And then I also, so I use Things, and then I use an app called Streaks, which I did mention like an episode or two ago. And I use Streaks to set daily goals.
Okay.
And I don't set too many. I'm not like overly, like it's like you said before too, you have to be like, you have to do things in moderation. One of them, like for instance, one of my goals is walk the dog because he needs to be walked a lot more than he is.
So is ours, but I just ignore it.
Yeah. I should just take him with me.
Good and I walk. Luck.
But like, for instance, one of the things that I put on there is check things and then brain dump into things.
Oh, that's really smart.
And then I set that to go off 3 times a day, morning, afternoon, and night.
Oh, wow.
So then, and it's not like to, it's not even that it's like to add things. Because like in Things, like you can set a, or add items. I should start using items because Things is the name of the app and it's going to get confusing. It's not about add, like, but it's just about going in and saying, oh, I could handle that right now. Let me do that really quick. Or like, oh, let me text Caroline about this right now. Or, oh, I got to check that off. Or let me like add this to my grocery list. Something like that.
That's really smart. I have not been a heavy user of apps. I'll get into them for just a little bit and then I'll miss them once or twice. And then I'm like, ugh, okay, I'm
That's
so far behind.
The reminder system has worked really well for me. And I work best when I'm like accountable. Like, so if I'm like with the Streaks app, you just like fill in the circles. Again, this is a video. It'd be easier as I'm showing.
Yeah, it's captivating content that you're telling me.
But like you hold it down and fill in the circles. And you're like done for the day.
Oh, that's really
fancy. And then they all turn a fun gold and it's an award or something. But anyway, so I use like that to set my personal goals. And so like some of them are just like for relaxing. Like some of them are things for mentally, like read a book. But then like tidying, I just put like tidy up just for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Just to like get that little start on the next day. And then just like now, so now I use those two to keep me like accountable to my Things.
Yeah.
App. So I don't like nothing falls through the cracks. And I've definitely found myself to be more like to have more mental space to, and this is going to seem like small and specific, but just to like think about things from other people's perspectives a lot more.
Oh, wow.
Specifically Passan's perspective. It's a lot easier for me to give him like more space to do something that I don't think I would have chosen in that moment. I don't know. It's just freed up space for my mind to work a little bit more.
One of the things that's important to me is to make sure that I'm praying for our family. And it would be one of those things that like at the end of the day, I'd be like, oh, I need to pray. And then I would immediately fall asleep in the middle of my prayer. And then I'd wake up and feel guilty about it. So I do use my phone. I have an alarm set every day at the time each of the girls was born with a note to pray for them and for David at that time.
I like that.
Yeah, it's great because even if I'm in the middle of a meeting, it still has gone off and I'm like,
you can
okay.
take some time. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And I feel like, you know, it doesn't always need to be something formal, but I'm
right.
like,
and it gives you a little bit of time to like hone in on each person.
Yeah. If nothing else, I'm thinking about them and it's given me the time like, okay, did I pray for Anna Blair today?
Right.
The only one that's tricky is Jane Ellis was born at 4:20 a.m., which right now I'm up around that time.
Yeah.
Thanks for your ear infections. But I do set it for 4:20 p.m.
That's good.
So that way I'm doing that.
Another thing I do is I put all my useful, productive apps on the first page.
Oh, okay.
And then I put anything that is like a time waster, social media, which is just Instagram is the only one I use, and anything else on the second page, anything I don't use. So I just keep it to where like I don't have to swipe through my phone. Everything is like right there when I need it.
Yeah.
And I also don't like to have a bunch of badges up on the apps.
So oh, no,
I
hate
like
that.
To clear them. So that helps me to want to get through like my tasks.
I need to really incorporate apps better and just my phone. I am constantly struggling between being someone who needs it and likes something handwritten versus trying to make it.
Yeah.
Because even now, like I'll fill out my planner and have my to-do list and then I won't look at it every day. And then it's like the next week and I'm like, oh, yeah. But
and you have to carry it everywhere.
Yeah. But I also don't love putting it on my phone either.
I have enjoyed, I did a planner for 1 year, the year Maya was born, I think. So I saved that planner because I like had all my appointments in it. But then now I just put stuff in my like phone app, my phone calendar. And I like that because I'm always tweaking my schedule.
Yeah.
And I like to be able to have it all color coded and like organized. And I like to know what is like what I'm supposed to be doing at that time. Because then I can set aside like work time, or, and I think I talked about this recently, about setting aside like some reading time at night. And if it's not working, I just go in and change it, and I can like change it for the whole, my entire future of my life.
Oh, wow. Easily. That's good. I think I need to humble myself and realize that I'm not actually going to remember everything, because I say that I will.
Yeah.
And then I don't. And then that's when it's like last minute, like, oh, can I send the kids over?
I'm wondering if it's like a little bit of like a, like, oh, I'm super mom, I don't need to, like, I've got it all in my head. Because like for me, that was like a little bit of a pride point. It's like remembering
definitely
things.
Definitely a pride point.
But I feel way more organized now. And I feel like I've got way more under control since for the last little while I've been using like all these apps to keep me on track and all of that.
Yeah, so I need to look into
feel
that.
More legitimately like a super mom.
I'm going to report
not really
back
because
to you
my
on
children
that.
Spent all day today yelling at me, but
I think you're a super mom.
Thanks.
That brought up a point that I just forgot for that same reason, because I didn't write it down earlier today. But yeah, no, I think that that's really encouraging. Oh, the other thing that I do that has been really helpful, home cooked meals are very important to me. Mm-hmm. I don't love just pulling out like packaged nuggets or whatever. Like I like to make stuff. But I have found, again, doing something at night that helps the day go smoother, I will put everything in my crock pot and cook overnight for the next day.
Oh.
And that way in the morning, it's already cooked. I'll have put it in. Yeah. I'm not rushed. A lot of times, actually, while whatever I'm making, if it's not a crock pot meal, is in the oven, I'll go ahead and load my crock pot for the next day.
Oh, yeah.
I'll start it right before I go to bed. And then in the morning, it's already, you know, automatically set to warm, and I can take it to work or wherever. And then the girls have a warm lunch that day.
Yeah.
Just straight out of the crock pot.
Yeah,
and then dinner's done that night. So it's kind of like a day off of cooking, because I made two meals the night before.
You did double the work.
Yeah. And
no, but it is like a little less work when you can do it undistracted, because doing anything with them around is a lot more distracting.
Plus, I feel like if something's cooking in the oven, I'm kind of already in dinner mode anyway, so it doesn't feel like additional work.
That's true. Yeah, if you're already in the, might as well do more of it at once than like spread it out. That's true. I do that too. Well, ideally, I was for a while doing that every Sunday afternoon, doing all my meals for the week. But you fall off that one time, and it's really hard to get back on. So with like right before Thanksgiving was like maybe like a week before Thanksgiving, it was like the last time I've done that.
Well, one of the other things in that vein, I don't love that David's never home for dinners, but it does help because I don't have to double my meals to have leftovers.
Right.
And everyone gets leftover fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
But I will pre-portion some of a cooked meal if it's freezable and just throw it in the freezer. That way I already know that I'm not going to have just like endless days worth of leftovers that I'll eventually throw away. I just have it already in the freezer. So like I made some soup last weekend that was really good. And so I just immediately put two big servings in the freezer, and I know it's there. I don't have to take up space in my fridge.
Yeah.
Endlessly.
Yeah. Yeah. The other thing I do, which the last, I guess, thing that I do that I find it really helps me productivity wise is I use the Pomodoro technique. Which I know I've talked to you about before.
Yep. And then we tried to use on our children.
Yeah. It was not great for first test. But it's where you basically work 25 minutes. You take a 5-minute break. 25 minutes, 5-minute break. 25 minutes, 5-minute break. 25 minutes, 15-minute break. So my goal was to use that so I could get anything done. And like each time I would like suggest, like set up something new for the kids to do. I haven't done it successfully yet, but in theory, it's because it seems like with like a trade-off and like me checking in every little while, they wouldn't have to come and like hunt me down and be all over me. But
instead, Norbeth was really honed into how much time was left.
Yeah.
Like, is it time now?
It didn't work exactly to my favor.
No, but that's a good...
But I believe in it.
I believe in it, too. I just need to remember to do it because it
they
worked.
They have a good app, which I use on my laptop.
Clearly, I need apps.
Yeah. Well, this is a computer one, a laptop app.
Oh, yeah.
Laptop app is not the right word.
I
know what I'm talking about.
Lap app. iOS.
An OS app.
Oh, is IO?
iOS is the phone, yeah.
Huh. Things you learn. I need that because right now, since I have multiple clients, I really have no technique because mm-hmm. I used to break it down to I'll spend 30 minutes on this client, 30 minutes on that client. Great in theory.
It is great. Yeah, it's really good in theory.
But it was awful because I would be mm-hmm. working with one client for those 30 minutes and then something urgent would come in from yeah. another one, or I would have to schedule a call during one of those times. Right. So now I'm like, oh, I'll just do it on the fly.
Right.
It doesn't work out mm-hmm. ever that way. And then I always leave my day feeling like I was not as productive as I should have been yeah. or it's 9 p.m. and I've forgotten to post for somebody because
yeah.
I'm just not focused.
Right. Yeah. I really like that for that reason is it like keeps me focused and it gives me like a little window for like if something pops up that I'm interested in. Like, so it's ideal for when the kids are not around, obviously.
Sure.
So, you know, when I'm like working at night or something like that. But when they are around, it's still okay. I don't get like as much good usage out of it. But like on Fridays when I like write all day.
Yeah.
It's really good. Rhythm. Yeah. It's really good because then I'm like, all right, 5 minutes. And for me, that 5 minutes is honestly best spent like playing a game on my phone. Because mm-hmm. if I were to like plug into like Instagram or BuzzFeed, I would just go down a rabbit hole and yeah. like keep scrolling and be like, well, one more thing. But if it's like just a game, like it's like a break for my mind and then dive right back into it. I feel like it should work with the kids. I still believe in it.
We'll keep trying.
We'll keep trying. I mean, and it would work with like anything if you set out to do things, even like Marie Kondo's thing, you know, to
take it. I was just thinking that too.
Like the whatever you need to organize, like little by little, like productivity wise, spend 25 minutes, take a break, 25 minutes, take a break. Like if you have something to look forward to instead of saying, all right, I'm going to just dive in and like not stop. Like, I don't feel like that's very realistic. Not for me anyway.
A good friend just sent me, generously gifted me some AirPods.
Really?
Yeah, I got them today.
That's so cool.
I'm super excited. She told me she was sending me a hamster, so I needed to open the box immediately.
Oh, hilarious.
And I got AirPods. And I was like, oh my gosh, thank you for this gift. And she was like, no, don't thank me because you are going to be doing so many more chores because you can listen to like your podcast, which is what I like to listen to once the girls go to bed.
Yeah.
If I'm not watching Dateline, I do sure. like to listen to podcasts. And she's like, it's so much easier to get stuff done, but you will then do a lot more chores.
Right.
She's like, don't thank me yet. Because you won't be holding your phone and get sucked into that.
Exactly.
Your phone can be charging and you just walk around the house and do your chores or cook.
Yeah.
David, within 30 seconds of me opening them, was like, you need to give them to me because you will lose them, which is not inaccurate, so we'll see.
They're pretty cool, but even that is good for productivity because like the wire alone like drives me crazy. I've been enjoying not having like any wires, and like it's nice to be able to just like I use those and then I could like take Ridley for a walk and get Maya out in like the stroller.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. For me, that's a small thing. It's like a big thing because that's a really nice thing to have. But just not having like something in the way, like the wire that you kind of still have to worry about, like having your clothes planned out is like one less thing to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
Not having a wire is one less thing to worry about. As many things as we can remove that we don't have to worry about and that we don't have to think about, which actually I read about this a while back. That's what Obama used to do.
Oh,
he would only ever wear a black or a blue suit.
Oh, yeah. Just like Steve Jobs.
He wouldn't. Oh, yeah. Yeah. There you go.
I mean, it's removing decision fatigue.
What's his name? Yes. Thank you. Decision fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly it.
Just like the Rajneeshi.
Hey. Full circle.
Who knew they had so much in common with Apple? Yeah,
exactly. And President Obama. But yes.
The Illuminati is real.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, and in ways like that, like things like a capsule wardrobe, have you heard of that?
Yes. And I was going to bring that up when I was talking about, throwing out all those bags of clothes. Well, not throwing them out, donating them. Some I threw away, but, I love the concept of it.
Yeah.
I haven't embraced it yet.
Not yet.
But again, I feel like I'm getting closer to it.
One day when I have less of a need to have like just t-shirts I don't care about.
Yeah.
Then I could, which to be fair, I do care about some of my t-shirts. I have 2 Harry Potter t-shirts.
Oh, that's great. Are they Quidditch t-shirts?
No. One of them is the sign from the last movie.
Oh, yeah.
The Wanted poster. That's my favorite one. And the other one is the Marauder's Map. So.
I've never seen you wear those.
Yeah, it's because I'm always wearing my sweatshirt.
True. Can't wait till it gets warmer. Yeah. Look forward to.
Just remain on the edge of your seat. But anyway, those are just some things that we like.
No, we would love to hear from you. Yeah. I mean, it's, as Hannah was saying about her schedule, it's constantly tweaking, constantly discovering new things, things that worked for me months ago suddenly don't.
Exactly.
And vice versa, things that didn't now do.
That's very true.
So when we come back, we'll be actually having a guest submission that sounded like a good idea at the time.
Oh, yes. Perfect.
Perfect. All right. Okay, so it's not, we're never lacking for good idea content.
For sure.
However, we love when you share yours. So my friend April, who you will actually be hearing from soon on the podcast, we...
Yeah, we're very excited about that.
Yeah, we're going to have guests coming on, and April is going to be, I think, our first one. But she texted me yesterday, home manicures with Camille, her 4-year-old. It sounded like a good idea at the time.
Oh, no.
So she sent me all these super cute pictures of she and Camille. Then sent me, they used naturally bright red nail polish.
Oh, of course. Go big or go home.
Uh-huh. And have a beautiful, like, cream colored rug.
Oh, no. I
and
hate
white
this.
Couch.
I hate this. I'm so anxious.
And it's like, then she sent me this picture that is this just this bright red nail polish blot. Then she sent this follow up picture that is like the rug and the rug mat, all rolled up, trying to get.
She's a real adult. She has a rug mat.
I know. I felt that way too. I was also like, okay, add to list. Yeah. Get rug pad.
Alexa, order.
But she's trying to treat it. And then in just her very good nature, she said, on the flip side, I can't wait to see my new rug, new coffee table, and new couch slipcover.
Oh,
so I guess
no.
She's going to use that as an idea. But man, can
there
I relate.
That is such a silver lining way of looking at it. Good job, April. You have a lot more patience than I do.
Yeah, we can't wait to talk to you about that. But yeah, I was just like, yes, it's that fun mom thing that's like, this is going to be the
right.
best.
Yeah. I'm going to create a beautiful memory.
And it's even worse when it's going super well
yes.
in the moment. Like, look how cute we are. This is so
yeah,
perfect.
That was
and
me
then,
on my walk with Maya today. I was liking it too much.
It's
you
problem.
Can't enjoy it too much.
You let your guard down.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll end up with red nail polish all
yeah.
over your cream-colored interiors.
Yeah, dragging your screaming 2-year-old down the street.
Yes. Yeah.
Anyway. My thing, that sounded like a good idea at the time was I have a friend who posted, an idea for DIY dry shampoo.
Great.
I've recently been reading about dry shampoo and I'm assuming all aerosols being super bad for the environment. I don't have the facts to back that up. Google that. I'm not linking in the show notes.
Do your own research, people.
And I'm pretty sure we've actually known that for quite a while. But
I was
going
to say, like, since the 90s.
No, but I've heard, like, about specifically dry shampoo lately.
Oh.
Way more. So I'm like, all right, well, let me look into it. Because, of course, like, they sell powders.
Mm-hmm.
They're, like, an arm and a leg. And so my friend posted that if you just use arrowroot powder.
Sure.
Which I had never heard of, then you can, like, sprinkle it on the base of, like, your roots and then just
yeah.
do your fingers through your hair. And then she was like, for blondes, use arrowroot powder, and then you can put a couple drops of essential oils. For brunettes, put in, like, half arrowroot powder and half cocoa powder.
Okay.
And she was like, put it in a shaker, but I couldn't find, like, a shaker. So I just, like, mixed it up really well. I was like... Sounds suspicious, but...
Sounds way too good to
yeah.
be true.
And I actually was... I wasn't even looking for... I just was going through the baking aisle at Publix.
Yeah.
It's right there with all the flowers. It's arrowroot
okay.
flour. I've never seen it before. I haven't been looking.
You've never looked
so,
for
and
it.
It's
that's right.
$5 for a big bag. So I'm like, you can't not try it. So I got it. I mix it up and I'm like, well, I don't have a shaker. I'll just put it in a little jar. And I was like sprinkling it on my hair with my fingers. And making a really big mess in my bathroom, but I was pretty impressed overall.
Yeah.
Like it was just, I could tell, like, I was trying to get it all out. You know how you're supposed to shake out powder from your hair.
Oh, is that how you use it?
Yeah. You like put it on and then like I'm rubbing
again,
my hair.
Again, this audio medium. Oh yeah. Okay.
Yep. And that you're just supposed to get it all out because it soaks up the oils.
I never have luck with dry shampoo.
Perhaps because you were not shaking.
Anyway, I'm fascinated by this.
You're not supposed to. No, you are. Yeah, you are supposed to do that with the spray one, too. But so I went. I did that and then like went to the gym. And like this was a day where I was having a good workout. Like within 10 minutes, immediately started smelling like chocolate. And it just smelled like I was like baking fresh cookies and then I started like sweat, like the second I broke a sweat, it was just like so obvious. It was such a strong scent of like chocolatey baking and sweat like coming off of me. It was so, and I'm like,
ma'am, I think you sat in some cookie dough.
Too much. And while I have learned moderation and fully getting all of the powder out of my hair, and I totally recommend that recipe.
Yeah, that wasn't a glowing review.
Yeah, still do it, everyone. That was perhaps not before the gym. just don't. Why are we trying to not have greasy hair at the gym?
So from a dry shampoo recipe to a number of apps you can try, we are here to make your life easier.
You're welcome for all of this. But weigh in. I'd love to know what makes other people's lives easier.
Yeah, absolutely. And we will see you back here next week.
Yeah. Have a good week.